Jimmy, how was your week?
It was very good. It was very long. I felt like Sunday to Sunday just like took forever. So much to happen. It was a real Game of Thrones episode of just things happening here and there, yeah. Right? Shows up, shows down.
Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad
that you
got through all the battles.
I was, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know if you know, but a woman did birth a shadow demon to try and kill me on Thursday.
And okay. That was... Well, I'm glad you made it.
I get no kick from champagne. Mere alcohol doesn't thrill me at all. So tell me, why should it be true that I get a kick out of you?
Welcome to Tannins and Tunes. I'm Jessica.
I'm Jimmy. Hi, Mom.
Hi, Moms. Hope everyone out there is having a great week. We are here in New York City. It's kind of cold.
A little rain.
Yeah, it's kind of a gross night.
At the end of summer.
But it makes it for like a really nice wine drinking night.
Oh, it's going to be a real nice wine drinking night.
Yeah, it's going to be good. First thing.
Yes, first things first.
We have a review.
We have another review.
Woo!
Yay!
So for those of you who are just joining us, if you go on to iTunes and give us a 5-star review and leave your little comment, we will pair a wine with your username. So this week we have a great username.
We have an amazing username,
and
guys.
I'm kind of deep on this.
Yeah,
like deep cut.
Oh, I'm so excited for this.
Okay, so our 5-star review was from Mama Tucker, League of Mothers.
Mama Tucker, comma League of Mothers. We have found our Khaleesi of mothers, guys.
I love it. So in picking a wine for this, I got really excited and really nerdy. And did you know that at the Francis Ford Coppola Winery in California, they have the Tucker, which is a car that was featured in the movie Tucker, The Man in His Dream.
What?
That Francis Ford Coppola directed. So they have the car there at the winery. So I was like, I have to do the Coppola wine.
Okay. Yes, yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So,
yes.
Mama Tucker, League of Mothers, our wine for you today is the Diamond Collection of the Francis Ford Coppola Winery. I would go with like the Red Blend or the Claret. Those are my favorites. But anything that comes out of that winery is fantastic.
Now, if she is not in the California area,
you
will
can
she...
get it at Target.
Whoa!
Yeah, you can get it at Target. You can get it at like basically any wine store. It's pretty out there now. Pretty commercialized, but it's still a great wine. So check it out, Mama Tucker.
Mama Tucker, League of Mothers, breaker of chains, drinker of wines. There you go. Thank you so much.
Thanks so much. Okay, listeners, I'm so excited about today. I always do this, but every time I just get so excited. And I can't believe that this is happening.
I need to stop for a second and just say, I was here the moment that these two like saw each other again, and it was like almost like a reunion of somebody who had gone to war and then came back and saw a loved one, and there was tears and hugs.
There had to be.
Someone, there was a new child to be introduced. Jessica. She has a baby, guys. She doesn't.
I have a baby. Guys, my friend Michelle is here today.
Hey, welcome.
And Michelle is incredible, and she just got done doing On Your Feet.
Yes.
Oh, I love
now,
it. Yes.
Which feet were you? Were you the
Lord.
Left or the right?
To be honest, I had like 8 feet.
You had 8 feet.
Swing for the first time ever, and I had to cover
eight
different tracks in the whole show. Yeah. All the female tracks in the show.
You were all the feet. You were a regular,
all of them.
You were the regular spider right
all
there.
All of them. It was the craziest thing I've ever done in my whole life. It was my first time being a swing. So when they told me, you are covering all the dancers and all the singers, I almost died. I literally when they said that to me.
Have we talked about this for our listeners? Like, a swing is the hardest working person on Broadway.
I think we talked about it in Andrea's episode.
We
did. Because she does that a lot, too. So if you listen to the Bandstand episode, Andrea Dodo also talked about it.
I know. She's great.
Yeah. I did Joseph with her.
My little girl, Andrea. I love her.
We love you, Andrea. We love your favorite things.
Love you,
pick another favorite thing.
My little Judy Garland. Well, and listeners, this is how small the theater world is. Like, we all know each other in some way, shape, or form, and it is beautiful.
It is a real 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
So, Michelle, tell us quickly, like, a little bit about your story.
Well, I started as a background dancer for artists when I was 16, when I was in school. And I did, like, Ricky Martin, I did Black Eyed Peas, I did Pitbull, and at the same time, I traveled the world doing all of that. I did the Grammys, Billboards, all those dancing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Being at school, my parents were like, oh, you're traveling a lot, but it was only during the weekends. And then college, the same thing, but I was doing musical theater at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did lots of musical theater in Puerto Rico, because I was born and raised in Puerto Rico. But then 8 years ago, I decided to just finally move to New York, stop doing all the dancing, and really focused on musical theater. But I went to school in Puerto Rico. I went to Sacred Heart University, just like the one in the States. But I wanted to be a movie director. So I went to, like, film school, that section in that college. Yes, film school for 5 years. But then the last 3 years, I mixed it up with the history of musical theater, directors and theater, singing, acting, and dancing on the very last 3 years. And then since then,
you've just been working.
This is what I've been doing. And I moved here, and thankfully, after 2 months of living here, I booked my first job.
That's amazing.
Here in the States.
Okay.
So it was amazing. Hairspray was my first show here.
I love that. Oh. That's great.
I was the oldest little Inez ever.
Yes.
She's supposed to be 13 and I was like 25. Seriously, the oldest little Inez.
I love it. Well, also, I mean, you were tiny. Like, you were a tiny person. And I say that as a fellow tiny person. And so we have the luxury of being able to play those young roles for a real long time.
Well, listeners, again, you don't, this is, again, an audio podcast, but we'll see if you could see. She is the size of a Lego figure. So she's
Lego.
Like a tiny, tiny person. Almost like the Borrowers.
I mean, my resume says 5'4".
Yeah, you're lying. That's
barely 5.
That is a stretch.
Barely 5.
Yeah, 5 inches.
Yes.
Because she's a Lego character.
I love it. Well, we covered that you just finished up On Your Feet, which is incredible and amazing. Gloria Estefan, all the songs. But that's not what we're going to talk about today.
Yeet.
Because I couldn't bring you on the show without talking about West Side Story.
Oh.
So kind of give us your rundown of your relationship with the show. When did you first start doing it?
Well, the first time I watched the movie, I was 5.
There you go.
I was a baby at my grandma's house in Puerto Rico. And and I remember saying to myself, I'm going to do that. Do that later on. And it took me a very long time to book my first West Side.
Mm-hmm.
I auditioned nonstop for 4 years, even when the Broadway show was running. They were looking for a Karen Olivo's replacement. Mm-hmm. And they, like, the creative team flew to Puerto Rico, and I was doing Rent. And I was like, okay, hold on. I have a matinee today, but I need to go and audition for them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did, and it was wonderful. A few months later, they called me. They wanted me to come to New York and have, like, another callback and the final the next day.
Wow.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it took me 4 years to finally book my first West Side, and it was for the second Broadway National Tour.
Wow.
That's incredible.
Yes.
And honestly, you have been the best Tony that I've ever seen.
I've been the best Tony.
Ever.
And the best Doc.
Your Doc.
Yes.
Unparalleled.
Best Doc.
But nothing compared to your Officer Krupke.
Please. Riff. Seriously.
Other names.
So you did the second Broadway National Tour.
I did the second, and I did the third Broadway National Tour, and it was amazing. My girl Anita, that is my girl,
right?
That is my girl.
Yeah,
is my woman, and my woman changed me. And I mean, to be honest with you, musical theater, Anita is the best character. It you can do everything. You can sing. Fully sing, you can fully act and dance. It's the best ever written character on musical theater. So to have the chance, I mean, I've played her for 6 years straight, and I will never get tired of playing her. Seriously, okay. If I get an offer today asking me, do you want to do it tomorrow? Of course, I'll do it. And people keep asking me, Michelle, don't you just get tired of singing the same music and doing the same scenes and screaming and crying on that second? And I was like, no. How could I get tired of such a beautiful masterpiece?
Yeah.
There's no show like West Side Story. And I've done, I mean, I just finished, not just, before On Your Feet, I did Motown.
Oh, yeah.
And that is an amazing show. That is a beautiful, and especially with what's happening right now,
mm-hmm. It's an important show.
It's a very important, relevant show.
Mm-hmm.
It's beautiful. And I was like, ooh, this show is changing my life as well. Just like West Side Story.
Oh.
It's very powerful. It's a beautiful, beautiful show. That was just a singer show. To me, I was just a plain singer, which was great to let my body rest.
I bet.
But then when they called me in the middle of Motown, On Your Feet called me on May, and I was like, oh, Broadway called. Literally, Broadway called on May 4th. On May 4th.
May the 4th be with you.
I will never forget that.
Oh, so good.
Thank you, Princess Leia. She's taking care of me.
She's
taking care of me.
There is another Skywalker.
She's taking care of me. So I had to say bye to Motown. And it was the complete opposite of Motown. Just plain singing, and then to On Your Feet. It was all dancing. Of course, I covered the singers, but mainly they wanted me to learn all the dancing first.
Yeah.
And it was very hard. But, West Side Story is my show.
Oh, and I can never see it without thinking of you. I can't. It doesn't happen. So, listeners, Michelle and I actually met during West Side Story.
Yes, we did.
In San Diego. And
you were a beautiful Bernardo.
Oh, thank you.
By the way.
thank you so much.
I've got one joke.
I played anybody's, which is one of my favorite roles, only because she's crazy.
It's amazing.
And she's so much fun.
I love anybody.
She's so much fun. She just is like out there with the guys doing her thing. But it was nothing. I mean, I made an impact, you guys. People remembered
you
anybody.
You were an amazing anybody. Come on now.
But nothing can top Michelle's Anita.
Oh,
I mean, it just can't. And there was also this moment in the show where, so we did a really long run of this show. It
yes,
was
we
really
did.
Long. For being a regional theater, mm-hmm. and it basically being like, we're going to put on a show in the summer. It went on for a while, and Michelle had this really fun part where she would try and see how long she could hold the note for pipe on, what's that part of the
show?
It
was, smoke on your pipe.
Yeah.
I know you know. Smoke on your pipe, and good luck.
And she would just hold it, and it was brilliant.
Can we get that now?
I knew you were going to say that. And be like, prove it.
just challenge accepted.
Let's see. Smoke on your pipe. And put it, but that was like at 30 seconds to that.
It just kept going.
Smoke on your pipe. And people will start counting the seconds. They made a video making fun of me.
Funny.
And everyone did it.
I want to try it. Just go for as long as you can. Just one time. Ready? We're going to count. Ready?
Okay. I haven't warmed up. Let's see how it goes.
And
smoke on your palm. I had no break to warm up at all.
That was so good.
You were probably flat. That was probably
no. You were put under pressure, and you accepted, and you
committed.
And I would like to point out that I knew that she was going to be able to hold it that long, and so I knew that I had time to go to the kitchen and get the wine key to open the wine.
Grab the wine.
That's what I did while she was holding that note. Not even joking, listeners. I knew that I had that long.
So we were talking about Anita, and we're talking about your love affair with Anita. Talk about, and this might just be a silly notion, but talk about your dichotomy singing America
is,
did you feel betrayal having been born and raised?
It was, to be honest, it was a bit hard to sing because I'm from that island that she's making fun of.
Exactly.
You know, I'm from that beautiful, tiny, colorful island. At the very beginning, it was a little hard for me to say, ugly island, I don't want to go back there, you go back to San Juan because I'm not going back there. It was really hard, but then you have to find ways to make it work. Like, to me, America was more like a comedy. It was a sitcom. I was just, my center, the core of that number, to me, it was making fun of Rosalía.
Yeah.
Exactly.
That was my only chance to really make that number work. Like, I'm going to make fun of her. I love her. I want people to understand that I'm making fun of her, but I love her.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So it was like love and hate situation happening. But me, my job as Anita, as Michelle Alves, I'm going to make people laugh during that number. I will let them know that I don't approve what she's saying, but then at the end, I'm going to show that I love her. She's my friend, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But it was very hard at the beginning to talk those nasty things about my people and my culture. Mm. But then, for those of you who have seen the show, at the end of the story, at the end of the show, I remember asking myself, what's going to happen to Anita now? What's going to happen to her after she got raped, after Maria lost the love of her life? She's going back to Puerto Rico.
Mm-hmm.
There's nothing else for her here.
Yeah.
That is my way of seeing the story. And I remember sitting down with David Saint and Joey McNeely. They were the Broadway magicians. They made the last revival with Lin-Manuel. And I remember sitting down with them and talking about, okay, so what do you think Anita is going to do after this? And you have to create that story. So I don't hate Puerto Rico that much. I don't, because I'm going back.
Right.
I'm going back. After what happened, I have to go back to my people. But as Michelle Alves, it was so hard to sing and say all those things. But then, I mean, once again, it was a fun number.
Oh, yeah.
But it's not
it's
my favorite song. A Boy Like That is my favorite song.
And you should see her do it. It is.
That
it's
is the
insane.
Best song. That is the best, best, most beautiful song.
It is.
What would a boy like that do? Would a boy like that, kill
maybe
somebody?
Kill, like, maybe even, like, your brother.
No!
A boy like that will kill your brother. Forget that boy and find another. One of your own kind. Stick to your own kind. Boy, like like that will give you sorrow.
Brother. Abuela. Now that's the Cheetah version. Abuela.
Which you just met Cheetah, right?
I did. I remember. Sometimes I was like, oh, I'm a little too tired. Mm-hmm. And I will mix it up with the Spanish version. Remember that it happened a few times? Because the Broadway tour, it was half-half. It was half right. Spanish, half in English. And I remember the first time it happened because, I mean, I did it for 2.5 years nonstop, right. Spanish and English. The first time I did West Side after the tour was with you guys.
Yeah.
So it was really hard for me to get rid of the Spanish section of the show. And I remember the first time it happened, Olivia, she was my Maria. Uh-huh. And when I started singing the Spanish part, she was like, what is going on? Olivia, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Number one, I forgot. And number two, it's easier to sing in Spanish. And then she was like, Michelle, it's okay. But I'm here to let you know, Olivia, that if it happens again, it's because I'm a little tired. But it's such a beautiful and powerful song. I love that song.
Well, and
¿Cómo se dice tie? I'm tired.
Tired, cansada. Estoy tan cansada.
It was when you did it, because I actually didn't see the revival. And I'd seen the clips, and I had seen blah, blah, blah. But seeing it live with you going into Spanish was so amazing. And
thank
it
you.
Really does show, like, well, one of the things that Arthur Lawrence said when the revival was happening was, I'm going to make this relevant without changing a single note.
Mm-hmm.
And he did. He did. By bringing in the Spanish and showing this modern America.
Mm-hmm.
That we experience every single day.
This bilingual America
exactly.
that we experience every day.
Which
know.
Is incredible.
It was amazing. And to be honest, they on the last Broadway revival, they had more Spanish.
Yeah.
Eye for Pretty was almost 100% in Spanish.
Right.
But then the audience was like, oh, this is too much. They should just keep it the way that it was. And they switched like half Spanish, half in
right.
English.
Right.
And I loved it. And even Debbie, she was like, Michelle, let's just add Spanish because let's make it real. Let's make it honest. It's your people, you know?
Yeah.
And we did. We add a few things in Spanish in the show.
And all of the, like, ad-libs and stuff had to be
it was
in Spanish.
Amazing.
And yeah, it was great.
It was amazing. And to me, I was telling them that was my favorite summer.
It was really fun.
It was the best summer ever.
We had a really,
being in
really
Coronado
good time, right?
Oh. For 4 months in front of the beach.
You can't beat it. Okay, so speaking of, like, relaxation and beautiful summers, we have some wine to taste. And then we'll get back to the show. But let's taste some wine. Okay, so who wants to go first? Let's hand some glasses over and I'll fill them up. So, I can't, like,
keep
fill up
talking
glasses.
About it. And talk? Okay, I'll fill up the glasses.
Yeah, so you do that because I have all the notes today. Because this is a new wine.
This is for you.
Thank you. So this wine is not from BTL.
Again.
And it's, honestly, it's because I went to my favorite wine store yesterday, which is Some Good Wine down on 8th and University. And they are incredible there. And I was talking to the guy. And I was like, okay, look, I do this podcast, and we're doing West Side Story, blah, blah, blah. This is what I'm looking for. And he gave me this great wine that I was like, I have something picked out, but I kind of want to do this one more. So today's wine is, I'm going to mess it up because it's in Italian, Musto Carmelitano Serra di Prete Aglianico del Volturno.
Perfect. In Spanish?
El vino está bueno. Wine is good.
Basically, all you need to know is it's Aglianico, which is from Italy, and that is the actual varietal. It's certified organic. This one is sourced from 45-year-old wines.
What?
That are, yeah. Yeah. 45-year-old wines. And it's grown in, like, volcanic soil.
What?
which is super cool. And then they macerate it in stainless steel. So it's basically they age it for 6 months in stainless steel. And
that's
then
amazing.
Put it in some concrete, and then they bottle it.
Well, it smells delicious.
It's incredible. So let's take a sniff. Exactly what I wanted. It's like woody and earthy, but also has some like fruit forward, like licorice, tarriness.
I love that woody smell.
Mm-hmm. I love that woody smell. You know what? I'm very surprised because I thought you would want maybe like more of like a steel and pipe. Wine for like the city that, you know, is
smoke
New
on
York.
Your pipe.
Yeah, smoke on your pipe. I did 5, guys. I will get to 17 and I will beat you and then I will be Anita forever. That's how it works. That's how musical theater works, Mom.
That's how auditions work. No, I wish.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, I wish.
I know.
Well, one of the things I was thinking with picking the wine was, no, like, I want, like, a meaty, layered wine that has, like, lots of depth to it. Because this show is so layered.
Oh, my goodness.
And it also, the music is so complex and so meaty. And there are so many, like, little things that are in it that you don't notice the first time. But then the second and third time that you see it or you sing it or you do, like, whatever your experience is with it. You realize and you get deeper and deeper into it.
Well, two things. Like, one, it's layered because Leonard Bernstein, the composer, is this, like, fantastical...
musical genius
who actually does opera, you know? This is, like, one of the first times that he, like, graced us with his presence. Honestly, if, like, On the Town, you think it's this quirky, cute... little musical, but if you really like dig deep into it, like the music is very complex. And second, it's just layered because there are two stories. There's the ground, and then there is a balcony. Mm-hmm. So there you go.
There you go. I like that. I like that thinking. Okay, let's taste. Let's taste.
It's delicious.
Oh, it has lots of acid on it. Oof. Ooh, I like that acid.
Did you drink before we...
I did.
Oh. I'm a wine lover.
I'm a wine lover. I love wine.
So, in here we have...
You get to be Anita this many times. You get to do whatever you want.
You can do whatever.
Guys, she is literally smoking a pipe. Indoors.
Literally.
So, we have lots of white pepper in this wine, which, again, I wanted there to be spice and pepperiness to it. But the fruit is still in there.
Like, it's still in there. Honestly, I have never known a time besides wine when white pepper was in my vocabulary or like
pepper.
White pepper. Like, would you go to a restaurant and somebody would be like, you know, fresh white pepper? Just like, say when. Say when for the white pepper. You're like, no. That doesn't exist. Except for wine, apparently.
It does. Well, and you also get some, like, cracked peppercorn.
Yeah.
In this wine,
I think. I'll give you that.
But it has some, dark brambly fruit. The acid, which is what I was bringing up earlier, is, like, it's really, really forward on the tongue and in the mid-palate, which is really, really nice. So it pairs well with meaty dishes that have a lot of fat on them that you have to, like, cut through. I'm just...
Like when a person takes a knife to a, like, Bernardo or something, right there?
Yeah, kind of like that.
Such a dark show.
It's a dark show. Well, you know what? This is a dark wine.
It is a dark wine.
Welcome to Tannins and Tunes. this is real. When the wine stops being polite, it starts getting real.
Oh my gosh.
We have too much fun. So everybody go and check out this wine. You can get it from, like I said, from some good wine in New York, but you can also get it from other wine shops. It's honestly a really decently priced wine. I think it was like $21.99, and it's fantastic. It's ready to drink. This is the 2012 vintage, and so you can have some some age on it. But pair it with like a Cubano or a rack of lamb or something.
Hey.
Like, this is a Cubano.
Now we're jumping to on your feet.
Right?
Hey.
Okay, so talking, let's just go back to the show for a little bit and then we'll, oh, we forgot our song again. I'm going to sing it.
Okay.
It's wine time, it's wine time. Everybody come out for wine time.
Oh! Yeah, that's very good.
Okay, so talking about the show, I'm just trying to give our listeners like a little bit of background. So if you haven't seen the movie, go and check it out.
Please do.
If you haven't seen the, go check it out right now.
Right now. Go. Pause. Like,
we are
going to
do
this podcast.
We are going
to
do another one of our classic pauses and then go.
Okay. So this is when they are like so watching the movie.
They're watching a movie.
They're watching right now.
Yeah. They're watching right now. So like, have you been to like a good, like what's your favorite place to eat around
to
here?
To eat right, well, I love going to the counter because I love the burgers.
Oh, yeah, they are really good.
They're
your own burgers. You put whatever you want.
What do you like to put on it?
Oh, I love eggs.
Of course.
I love cranberries. I love
egg
lots
and
of
cranberries.
Yes, garlic. That sounds delicious.
I love spinach. I love onions. It ends up like
damn.
I love my burgers.
That's amazing.
Okay, you think they're done?
I think they're done.
Okay. So you're back. You're uh-huh. back from watching West Side Story,
and
probably
you
changed your life.
Loved it.
It was great.
Right?
It was great.
It's the best movie.
It's the best movie. When we get to it, I have a story to tell.
Great. I can't wait. So it was written by Arthur Lawrence wrote the mm-hmm. book. Leonard Bernstein did the music. Stephen Sondheim did the lyrics.
A little Amen. Baby Stephen Sondheim did the lyrics.
And it's because
he was such a baby at the time. Like all our babies listening right now.
It was like when he was your age.
He was your hey babies who are listening and drinking the wine. He was your age. So get out of your diapers and
so
go do something with
failing.
Your life.
Go write a musical.
You're behind. The funny thing for me is that there is a little bit of tie-in because, Compton and Green were supposed to write the lyrics,
what?
Like the music and lyrics, and then they pulled out to do Peter Pan,
wow.
which is my show, guys!
Peter Pan!
And so they
That's
went,
insane.
They were like, Jessica has to be in this show someday, so we gotta go write it. They didn't write it in my key, but they wrote it. So I had to change
they
the key later.
Oh, my goodness. But,
and then
happy.
It was your show.
And then
isn't
it was my
funny,
show.
Isn't that a funny
kind of coincidence?
I mean, Compton and Green with Bernstein did On the Town.
Mm-hmm.
And then, so.
Yeah.
And
to be honest with you, this.
Be honest with me.
We
be,
got a lot of information.
Deadly honest.
Deadly honest?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay,
so
drop that tea, throw that shade.
Spill that tea.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Spill that tea.
Guys.
No, drop the tea.
Drop the tea.
Hi, guys.
I think I'm going to keep that one.
Drop
I'm going to keep on
tea.
Saying drop the tea.
Right?
I'm going to keep on saying that one. People are going to be like, what, Michelle?
What
so when I was rehearsing for the tour the first year, I remember the director and Joy McNeely telling us, mm-hmm. Michelle, stop watching the movie. Don't watch it again.
Yeah.
Don't do it. And the main reason was, it was because Arthur hated the movie.
Yeah.
He did.
Ah.
He didn't like the movie the way that it ended up being. He hated it with all of his heart. It wasn't what he really wanted to do, to be at the end. So
well,
a lot of things changed.
Is that because of Jerome Robbins?
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Yes.
Well, were they butting heads?
Oh, Lord. The whole time. America, they used the boys because something happened in rehearsals that someone was late for rehearsals, and Jerome ended up using the boys. But it was
Whoa.
Supposed to be only the girls, you know,
yeah,
the way.
It's so
yeah.
iconic.
Yeah,
now,
and Arthur
honestly.
Was so upset with all of those changes, and yeah, so that's why. I don't know if it's still happening right now, but they were talking about remaking the movie.
Wow.
Yeah, and that's Whoa. Why we finished a tour and
yeah.
because of so many reasons, you know, they just wanted the audience to catch a breath and
yeah.
and not see West Side for a few years, you know.
Sense.
But yeah, I remember them telling us, "Don't watch the movie, don't see it, don't use it as a reference," because he hated it.
Wow. Well, and is it also true that, I mean, there are these stories that Jerome Robbins kept the Sharks and the Jets separate?
Yeah. So
that they, like, did have this rivalry, both in the movie and in the Broadway show.
Yeah, it happened. It happened, and Joe McNeely told us it really, really happened. They kept the Jets on one side and the Sharks on the other, and they weren't allowed to talk to each other.
Well, I heard that, just from anybody's perspective, that the girl who played anybody's, they wouldn't let her hang out with anybody. Like,
really?
Like, she was by herself. She couldn't hang out with the Jets, and she couldn't hang out with the Sharks, and she was just by herself all the time.
So we all know that, or if you don't, West Side Story is an adaptation of Romeo and Juliet.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So I'm just... who is anybody's in Romeo and Juliet?
Okay, you know what? Anybody's is that girl at the party who's, like, in the corner and she wants to hang out and she, like, kind of has a crush on Romeo, but she can't ever get on his level. And you don't see her, but she's there. Like, they don't exactly name her in the, like, script that you get in eighth grade.
Uh-huh.
But she's there, and she's in every performance.
Okay.
She is.
And Shakespeare didn't have room for girl at the punch bowl.
No.
I know. I saw a production of Romeo and Juliet, like, a year ago.
Mm-hmm.
A year ago. Mm-hmm. And that was my first time seeing it after West Side.
Yeah.
And everything made sense. It was, everything was so connected. Everything clicked.
Yeah.
I saw anybody's. I
Thank
saw.
You.
Yes. Because it's
she's there.
She's there. Male figure, but she's there.
Yeah.
Is it Mercutio?
I don't remember.
No, that's
it's a boy, and he runs towards Romeo at the very end, announcing that. Oh my gosh, I don't remember, but I remember seeing and saying, "Anybody's."
And they were like, "Ma'am, please calm down." Yeah, ma'am, please sit down. Please sit down
and shut
the show.
Okay? Just watch the show.
Just
watch
the play.
The
show.
And do nothing.
Yeah, and then that's. Never mind.
We did a really cool thing in college where it was like the Bard on Broadway, and it was like all of these Shakespearean shows were turned into musicals. And the cool thing that we did with Romeo and Juliet is we did a scene from Romeo and Juliet, and then we did, and it was like the nurse Juliet scene. Then we did I Have a Love, A Boy Like That from West Side.
Yeah.
And then we did actually Terry Mann had a show, Romeo and Juliet, the rock opera, that we did the balcony scene from, which was really cool. So it, like, progressed in time.
Oh, that's amazing. Oh,
nice. It was really, really neat. Really cool experience.
That is such a great idea.
Yeah, it's fun. So all you college professors out there that are listening.
Hey, Joel P. Rogers.
There you go.
Listen up.
Speaking of some musical theater trivia, here we go.
Now that we've got some wine in us, we're gonna play games right now.
Okay. Game
time. Yeah, everybody loves that song.
Game time. So.
It's game time. It's game time. Everybody come out for game time.
There we go. We're just gonna reappropriate it.
No, not the best.
Oh, my gosh.
Now that we've got some wine in us, we're gonna do wine right now. I don't know. God, moms, I'm so sorry. I feel like I'm failing you right now. Oh, welcome to Tannins and Tunes with Jessica and Michelle.
Jimmy's out for another episode.
I'm another episode. I'm out.
So... America is, like, probably the most well-known song, besides maybe the, like...
Maybe Tonight or Maria or
Something's Coming
or The Quintet.
They're all...
Or A Boy Like That.
Wait, I'm getting chills now just thinking about those beautiful songs.
Every song...
They're all gorgeous.
...is, again, just like, yeah, this one... Yes, I love this one. Like, that's what makes it.
My favorite is the overture. Or like yes. the
prologue?
Yeah, the prologue.
Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh my gosh.
And it's really hard to play as well, because I remember on tour, every time I had my sick days, they were like, Michelle, you can go home and rest. I was like, no, I want to sit down with the orchestra. I want to be there and listen to the music and listen to the amazing show from the pit.
That's what another thing about like a Bernstein production is the music itself is a character. The music itself is alive.
Yes.
The music itself informs yourself. You could just listen to it and
can you believe that we did it with like five musicians?
Yes, we did. And with the conductors sitting behind us.
Playing the piano.
When they said that to me, they're like, Michelle, the conductor is going to be behind you. I was like, what? What? No. The quintet with the conductor behind me. Mm-mm. No, that ain't work.
Hey,
nope.
You got an apartment on the beach.
No.
You get to, so whatever.
The quintet is one of the hardest songs to sing. The entrances are really hard. I still count my entrance. I still do because it's really hard.
So hard. She's going to do it all.
And
now.
I remember one day that I was so late to come in with my chair because I was talking to Olivia. I was like, oh, I'm getting a fine. Anyways, it's really hard to sing. But when we did it in Coronado, our conductor was sitting behind us. And he was on the lower ground, was he?
Yeah.
But then I was like, wait, hold on. If he's going to be here, I need, like, some monitors. Because if something happens in this number, I'll be lost. I have nothing.
It's true. Well, there's no way to, like, save it at that point. There really isn't.
But thankfully, everything worked out.
Yeah, it was great. It was brilliant. Okay, so America. Let's just say, for argument's sake, that it's the most famous song. And I went through and found other musicals that have songs that also have places in the title.
All right.
So we're going to go through and match the song with a musical.
Okay.
So here we go.
This is you and me.
Yep.
Okay.
So you and Jimmy.
So
are
we going to do another? Are we going to buzz again?
Yep, we're going to buzz.
Great.
So when you know the answer, buzz away.
Buzz.
Okay. Okay. So, Don't Cry For Me, Argentina.
This is Evita.
Yes.
Is that what that what we're doing?
Yep, that's it.
I cannot believe
I
was late for that.
Good Morning, Baltimore.
Bzzz.
That was a tie.
Hairspray.
That was a tie.
Right. You were in it.
I was in it.
Barcelona.
Bzzz. Company.
You are, like, killing it at
trivia.
Is it
Company?
Uh-huh.
It's Company.
Yes, it
Where
is.
You going?
Oh, my gosh. I have it in my book.
Barcelona. Oh.
I have it in my book.
You'd be a great Bobby.
I would love to.
You'd be a great Bobby.
I would love to.
You
I
know
love
what?
That show.
They're going to do an all-male company. They should do an all-female
well,
company.
They also are making they just did a female Bobby.
They
not
did?
At Barrington, not at Barrington.
I love
but it was,
Company.
Yeah. I think a female Bobby is, like, the way to go. Honestly. Okay.
We love Star Wars. We love West Side Story. We love Company. Let's get married.
They're ready, you guys.
Yeah. Done. I already have my gown. My white gown.
Okay, there are some hard ones in here. So that was an easy round.
All right.
In Old Bavaria.
Bzzz. Kiss Me, Kate.
Nope.
Ugh.
I'm not buzzing. Buzz again.
Producers?
Yep, that's it.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I know.
Let's do this with movies.
Right? Jesus. Literally, I went through today and I was like, I might have to look a couple of these up.
Let's do this with Star Wars. Close.
Okay. You Won't Succeed on Broadway. Yeah.
Producers. No. Why can't I?
It's very close to Producers.
Yes. Why can't I think of it in my head? It's not Life of Brian.
Nope, it's the other one.
It is Monty Python's...
Monty Python!
Say it.
He's thinking about it, and I'm here drinking wine.
Spamalot!
Oh, I wasn't even thinking of a Spamalot. I was thinking the actual, like...
And the Search for the Holy Grail. My girlfriend who lives in Canada.
This is Avenue Q.
You?
Oh, I'm just gonna, don't, like, just...
Why did you come?
I don't know. What? Wait.
No.
I'm getting them right.
You're getting them right. You are. Okay. Okay.
I'll step
Jacob
back.
In Egypt.
Prince of Egypt? It's a new show now.
It is.
But it's not from that.
Nope.
Children of Eden?
Nope.
Joseph of the Amazing Technicolor
Dreamcast?
Yes.
Oh my God. You just keep naming biblical musicals.
Yeah.
Okay, this one, Michelle, you're totally going to get. You're totally going to get this one. Shoeless Joe from Hannibal, no. You're going to get it. There's a baseball team, and the devil is in charge.
Damn Yankees?
Yes, that's it. That's it. That was it. That was
she
it.
Didn't, she didn't buzz in.
It's because I have a
damn
crush.
Yankees. I win. I get it. I win. That was it.
Gene Kelly. I have a big crush on him.
Yes. Oh, it's because he was so cute.
I will find my own Gene Kelly.
Right? Havana.
This is Guys and Dolls?
Yes.
Coming up.
Okay, this one, honestly, I forgot that this was in the show, so no offense if no one gets it. Iowa Stubborn.
What?
Yeah, I kind of forgot this was in the show, but it is. It's from The Music Man.
Oh.
But it's kind of one of those songs that's like, in there, no one notices.
The Music Man isn't just poolside the entire time.
Right?
It's not just like, it's, because I haven't seen The Music Man at a lot of times, but like, what I remember, it's just them lounging at the pool. A lot, and then that's, and it's like, hey guys, don't jump off of the diving board, because that'll be trouble. We need trombones for some reason.
And he doesn't know the territory. He doesn't know
he
it.
He doesn't know it, because it's 3 feet to 9 feet. How do you map that?
Then he just doesn't, he can't get it. He doesn't know that territory.
He doesn't know territory. Shapoopy. And that's when everybody leaves the pool, because there's a Shapoopy in the pool. There's a Shapoopy in the pool. I did it, Mom!
That was a good one.
Yeah, Janet's real proud of me now.
Ireland.
You go ahead.
Brigadoon?
Nope.
Oh.
Orfei sings it?
Huh? Huh?
Wait, what?
Orfei? Band and Snap.
Oh, Illegally Blonde.
Mm-hmm. Yep, that's it. Okay, so.
Let's do it with movies. I'm pretty sure that I will win.
I know.
Yeah, I will.
Well, and some of these are hard. Like, there are two of these in here that I'm not even going to say because they were really hard. Like, I didn't even know them. And for me not to know musical theater trivia is bad. But there was a song from Curtains and another one from.
Oh, yeah, I would have known the Curtains.
And there was another one from Chess.
No.
Which I was like, that's not going to happen. What about Manchester, England?
Here.
Yeah.
Because I did it.
There you go.
12. I got naked 12.
Ooh.
Oh,
here.
You said
Manchester, England.
No. I heard here.
Here.
That
wine is good.
Right
there. Right? Okay, what about... Santa Fe.
Friend. No?
No. Biz.
Oh, but there's another one.
Newsies.
Newsies.
That in
true.
There
true.
Is. There is.
You're not buzzing in. You gotta
okay. What about Two Nobodies in New York? Does anyone know what that's from?
I do, if you don't. Title of show.
Mm-hmm.
I've never seen that show.
I haven't either. I just, it's.
It's one of those things.
I've never seen that show.
I need to, like, listen to sometimes to remind myself that I'm okay. And that
yes.
Literally somebody made a show about making a show. And literally life somebody, is going to be okay.
Literally mm-hmm. somebody made a show about persevering and going after your dreams.
Yeah.
You know, in a real accessible way.
So listeners, they made a show. If you're looking for something to listen to, like on the train or,
you're having a bad day, no matter what you do, I don't care if you're an artist or a CPA. Like, if you're having a bad day, if you're not feeling like you're on the right track of your life, take a listen to Title
listen
of
to
show,
that show. Do not listen to Last 5 Years. If
do
you're in
not
a bad
listen
mood.
To Last
oh,
5 Years.
Oh, Last 5 Years.
Don't do it.
All right.
You will be
everybody
a mess.
Will want to cheat on everybody else's wives with that one.
No. And thank you.
Okay, so last three. Here we go. Transylvania Mania.
Young Frankenstein?
Yeah, that's
here we
it.
Go.
I'm not buzzing.
A Call from the Vatican.
Oh, 9.
Yeah. That's it. Okay, last one. And this is my favorite because it's one of my favorite musicals. The Lees of Old Virginia.
Go.
Parade.
Nope.
What?
Nope. And Parade is not one of my favorite musicals.
I don't.
How dare you?
I don't know. We met yesterday. I don't know.
It is from the musical 1776.
Oh, yes. That's a big thing.
It's one of my favorite musicals.
If we don't do that on our 100th episode.
You know what I was thinking the other night? There should be a musical of My Big Fat Brick Wedding.
There really should be. I'm also trying to work on
like,
music and lyrics.
There should be a musical of 1876.
1876.
And then 1976.
No, that's called The Carousel of Progress. It's at Disney World.
Oh, at Disney World. It's a ride.
It's
a ride.
It's the best. Every time that I go
it's
to Disney
the
World.
Best it's the best ride. It's in Tomorrowland.
Right?
What am I thinking of that's in the actual
Spaceship
Epcot?
Earth. Spaceship Earth.
Spaceship Earth. Before we do that, I'm so sorry.
No.
I have to tell this story.
Oh, yes. Your
I
story.
Have to tell the West Side Story.
Yes.
Not
sorry.
Everybody, stop what you're doing.
I just love that you called it the West Side Story.
Because here's the thing. My professor told me this story and it as if it happened to him, but I've told it to people down the line and they have said, no, that like happened to me or that happened to me. So like, I think it's become lore. I don't know if this actually ever happened, but I will tell you this story. So, and I'll tell you to my, as if my professor told it to me. So my professor was doing a production of West Side Story, right? And it was the last scene. Tony was lying down and Chino comes running out.
Chino's got a gun.
Right.
Chino got a gun.
But he didn't have a gun. He didn't bring the gun on stage. So everybody, this is like the moment, right? So everybody's frozen, and Maria doesn't know what to do. So she takes her shoe off, and she goes, "How many bullets in this shoe, Chino? How many bullets? How many bullets in this shoe, Chino? One for you, and one for you, and still have one left for me."
And oh my God!
Worked,
and it worked.
Oh,
Tony Award.
Committed.
Tony Award.
Let me tell you something. There are so many stories.
Oh, yeah.
Like, around that scene. So many.
Yeah.
One of the ones, a friend of mine told me, Chino was pointing the gun to everyone, and the whole cast was inside already, like, inside the scene surrounding Tony. And Chino was, like, pointing at everyone, and all of a sudden, the gun went off. And one of the shot girls. And the shot girl was like, you
watching.
And she said the B word. You and she died. And the shot girl died.
Yay! She was committed.
So
she was committed.
Committed. In it.
Committed.
Well, she in ours, the gun didn't go off.
Yes.
Our gun didn't go off one night.
Was it one night?
Or like a matinee
something. I remember
or
that
something.
Something
I don't think
happened.
The gun went off, and then every time the gun went off, people would laugh.
Yes.
Because we were in a very, very small theater, mm-hmm. and they would get startled because it was a very loud gunshot noise very close to people. And a lot of these people were older
mm-hmm.
and maybe fell asleep.
And sometimes people, that's how people react when they get scared, just to laugh.
Exactly.
But I remember we had a few performances at the very end after the very last chords of the show. It was completely dead silence. Remember that?
Yeah, they were
and
gorgeous.
It was amazing. Yeah. And I remember on my first time doing the show, I remember people telling Michelle, that is the real ending of West Side Story.
Mm-hmm.
Like silence, not everyone clapping, everyone and like committed and in the story. Yeah. No smiling, no nothing.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened a few times in our show. And those
really
are the nights
crazy.
And the performances that I will never forget.
Yeah.
I've known a few productions where they've not wanted to do bows at the end, to just leave the audience with that moment and to let them go. And at the time when I was, I was 10 when that I first encountered one of those, and I was like, no, you gotta have their bow for everybody to like clap and for them to like get their recognition, the actors.
Yeah.
But like now that I'm older, I was like, I get it.
It makes sense.
You want to leave them, holding on to mm-hmm. something.
Yeah.
It's such a relevant story again. Once again, this story was a story. That's why the show keeps going and going, because the story is so up to date with what's happening right now. It's during the tour, because I had the most wonderful chance to sing to Arthur Lawrence before he died. For that West Side audition that I have for Broadway. And I did A Boy Like That, and he was my Maria. I sang A Boy Like That to him as he was my Maria. And it was amazing. I did it twice, and I couldn't believe that was him. You know, I was shaking. And
because he looked so good in that dress.
Listen to me. He was... There he was with his oxygen tan, because it was really hard for him to breathe mm-hmm. at that time. So I did it, and then like 2 months later, he passed away. But it was amazing to sing that song to him. But I remember people from the company telling us, Michelle, West Side Story is a story of love in a world of bigotry and hatred. And that's what's happening right now.
Today.
You know, that's what's happening nowadays. And us as performers, our obligation is just to change people's minds through this show. You know, as much as we can. And we will notice if we did a good job by the end of the show. If we hear that silence, if we hear people crying, because we saw people crying mm-hmm. in our show. Because
mm-hmm.
they were so close to us. They were so
very close.
Close to us. I could see people crying with us.
Yeah.
And that's when you really touch people's hearts, you know?
That's true.
So that's why this show will never get old, and I will never get tired of doing this. Because it's my only... I mean, we do have a chance to change people's hearts and minds in every show that we do. But West Side Story, I think it goes straight there. Straight where you really want to touch people's soft sides and try to make the world a better place. I know it sounds like a cliche, but it's our only chance as performers to really touch people's lives through musical theater.
That's amazing.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Where can people find you?
Where can people find me as what am I doing
like
now?
Social media.
What are you doing?
Social media. Well,
not
now.
Do not give your address, please.
Well,
don't give
I'm
your schedule.
Still, I'm still single, and you can find me.
Not anymore. We are getting married, guys. We're getting married.
Well, I have my website, which is Michelle M. Alves. I really wanted to make it Michelle Alves, but there is a Victoria's Secret model, and her name is Michelle Alves. And then when I try to get my .com and .net, they were like, no.
So you're Michelle Malvis.
Michelle Malvis.
I am Jimmy Frobertson, because my middle initial is F, so...
I'm Michelle Marie Alves. And I was like, okay, well, then let's use that M for something.
I'm actually the same way. I'm a Jessica Mumfrey.
There you go.
There we go. We are all silly billies.
All middle names.
So you can find me there, michellemalves.com.
And then Instagram, Twitter.
Instagram, you will find me as Michelle Alves. And there's another one, Michelle Alves Davila, Davila.
Perfect. And what are you up to now?
Well, I'm getting ready to do actually a concert version of West Side Story.
Amazing.
And in Philadelphia. It's with the Philharmonic. In
That's
Philadelphia.
So cool.
It's only a weekend. It's only from Thursday to Sunday. And this is a very different thing that I'm going to do.
Because you get to play anybody's finally.
No, to be honest with you, I won't be playing Anita because they hired like other Anitas and we're all going to be Shark Girls. Like
what?
The Anita from Anita from Broadway, like the second one, she's going to be with me and she's going to be a Shark Girl.
That's amazing.
It's something
cool,
different.
Cool. Yeah,
the
good
thing is that I'm just going to be sitting and singing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I won't be dancing. There are no scenes or anything, but it's going to be in a beautiful, beautiful theater in Philadelphia, October 12th to the 15th.
That's amazing.
Yeah. And On Your Feet has a few things going on. We're having a Times Square performance, and I know that we closed, but we're having a performance on September 15th in the middle of Times Square. It's for Viva Broadway. And we're doing the closing show, and then we're having a performance in Kansas City in September 24th, 23rd, and I'm gonna be the dance captain, so I'm gonna be organizing the whole number, and it's just one number in a single event in Kansas City.
All right, moms in Kansas City.
And then I'm going home to spend the holidays at home in Puerto Rico.
Oh, I'm so excited for you.
Oh,
that's amazing. Okay, Jimmy, where can our listeners find you?
People can find me on Twitter at Jimmy_Robertson, and they can find me on Instagram at Jimmy Robertson.
And you can always find me at JMHumphrey1 on Twitter and Instagram. And don't forget about our live show. So that's on September 24th.
September 24th.
The day after my birthday and the day after Michelle's performance in Kansas City.
Hey!
So, when you're done watching Michelle, be amazing. You can come back to New York.
Charter a plane back to New York.
And come to the Pit Loft in Chelsea.
All right.
And
154 West 29th Street.
Yep. And we will be there. We're right after Fix a Flick, which is our sister podcast.
Uh-huh.
They're performing from 8 to 9, and we're performing from 9 to 10.
And we have, again, a very special guest.
Our very special guest, Beatty Wong.
Beatty Wong will be our guest.
He's going to be joining us and talking all things wine and Broadway. So if you like the podcast, come and see how we do it. Come and watch us live.
Come taste the wine with us.
Right? We're literally giving you free wine.
We're
There's
give you free
no
wine.
Reason not to come.
It is $7
I mean, everything
for
but
wine.
Free wine.
$7 for free wine.
Everything but wine is much better.
Well, Michelle, thank you so much for coming.
Oh, I'm so glad that I finally found my life partner.
There we go.
I did it, Mom and Dad. We're done. It's right here.
She's ready. Okay, so Michelle, we always end by like singing a little bit. So we're gonna sing the most favorite song, America. 5, 6, 7, 8. I like to be in America. Okay, by me in America. Everything's free in America. For this month in America.